Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, and in the Ozeh Hadar, we're on Lamed Aleph Maveis. We just got to the Mishnah, so we mentioned that Shimon HaTzadik went in his last year, different descriptions in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and he knew he was going to die that year. Right, there's Shimon HaTzadik was the Mishiyari Anshe Knesset HaGadola, and there was another Malach in there. We had this Chazal earlier, but there wasn't anybody in the Chodesh Kadashim with the Kohen Gadol, even Malachim aren't there. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yavo answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. What does that mean? So obviously it does not mean that it was actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something in the physical. That's one of the Animamins. One of the Animamins, the Rambam tells us in the Pirush Mishnayos in the Yesodos, so Hashem does not have a body. Right? Yesoda Shlishi, number three. Remember the Animamins are all split up into different categories. The first five are about God, right? The next two are about communication with God, right? That's Nevuah and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then about Torah, and then the Hemshech. But one of the first five, are Hashem does not have a body. The Rambam says, Shalilas Hagashmus Mimenu, the negation of Gashmius. So we don't know what it is, but we know what it isn't. And that's a number of the elements that we have of Emunah, and that is, we know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, even though we can't describe what he is. This one that we have mentioned, meaning this one God that we have mentioned, Eino Guf, V'lo Koach B'Guf, V'lo Yasiguhu Ma'ora'o Sagufim. And all things that happen with bodies do not apply to him. Kamo atznua v'hamenucha v'hamishkan lo mitzad atzmus v'lo b'mikra. Not permanently and not once in a while. These things don't happen to God. V'lachein shalalu mimenu hachachamim zal achibur v'hapirud. It's not like there are different parts that make up God. That's Hashem Echad. Right? People have a lot of different parts that make them up. Hashem, the Echad of Hashem, it does not mean one as compared to two. As Rav Soloveitchik used to say, one means unique. One doesn't mean one in that context. And then Va'amr in Lamala lo yeshiva lo amid lo orev lo afui v'chulu. The Rambam continues, and anytime it uses anthropomorphic words in the Tanakh, it's just to be able that we can relate, that we can relate. But all these things obviously don't apply to him, as the pasuk says. Ki lo reisem kol tmuna, klomar lo isaktem oso bal tmuna, levi shihu kamo shesachanu en aguf. So when this Rabbi Yavo answers and says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, and there was another, so it does not mean that. It must mean some type of spiritual aura that overtook Shimon HaTzadik, and he was able to feel something. This is not the only Gemara that we have this, right? Many are familiar with the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Brachos on Daf Zayin, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who went in on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Kanashim. So this is another one of the Kohanim Gedolim. Tanya, right? Rabbi Avram Fried made this Gemara famous. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamacha Zechnasti Lahakter Ketores, Lefnai V'Lefnim. One time I went in to be Makter Ketores, Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's what, you can learn all of Maseches Yuma and not have this story. Right? This story belongs to Maseches Yuma. Answer is no, right? So you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kul in order to know any little thing, we have to learn everything. Right, so that's what it says. So Vera'isi Akatriel Ko Hashem Tzvakos. So is that a Malach? Is that a Hashem? Shehu Yoshiv al Kisei Ram Benisa. Va'amarli. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'amarli Yishmael Beni Barcheni. Right? Yishmael. Hashem asks Rabbi Yishmael Ben Elisha for a bracha. Amartilo Yehi Ratzom Lefanecha Shiyech Moshe Rachmechaz Kaascha. Right? Your rachamim. Hashem wants us to daven so that his midos are switched. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. Hashem says, why does Hashem, why are the tefillos of a tzaddik called atar ayin tav resh? Because just like a pitchfork, you know, picks up grain and takes it from here to here, so to the tefillos of a tzaddik, chain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos from midos ha-din to midos ha-rachamim. And Hashem is misavel tefillos and shel tzaddikim. So Hashem wants to be able to change his midos. That's how he set up the world. So here too, please give me a bracha that my midos, my rachamim, overcomes my kas. Don't underestimate the power of a bracha. Right? There's no greater as Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was, he's finite. Right? Giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite, you know, that's, beyond our understanding. But again, that's does not mean that there was anything physical there. It was some type of spiritual recognition. The tzlach on that Gemara in Brachas on Daf Zayin, the Noda Behuda, remember tzlach and the Noda Behuda, the two commentaries of the Noda Behuda, whose name was neither, Rabbi Cheska Landau. Tzlach is tziyun lenefesh chaya, a tziyun is farm that he wrote for his mother, chaya, and the Noda Behuda is for his father. Noda Behuda is a pasuk, but his name was Rabbi Cheska Landau, chief rabbi in Prague. So the Noda Behuda here in the Tzlach, his commentary on Shas, quotes that this Gemara is brought to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. Hashem davened, please give me a bracha. So what does that mean? Ani mosif ma'ad al dvarav. V'omer ani etzleinu imo v'tzon mariso hu mispalel. Amo v'tzon mariso hu mispalel. U'mevakesh me'itanu sh'netiv ma'asenu. Right? What's he really asking? By please daven that my rachmanis do mitzvahs. And if you do mitzvahs through that, that'll be a form of tefillah that I could show you rachamim. Mevakesh me'itanu sh'netiv ma'asenu v'nashuv b'tshuva lefanav. U'bazen nigrom sh'yu ratzon me'lefanav sh'yich b'shu rachmav. Ki tamid zeretzono. Hashem always wants to do rachmanis to us, but we don't deserve it. So if we could deserve it, then his natural tendency to want to do good for us can be fulfilled. And don't be a wonder that, oh, Hashem is asking us. What does Hashem, since when does Hashem ask us things? He's mitzave things. He asks us things. What does the pasuk say in Akev? Hashem does ask things. Hareshu shoelu mavakish davar ze meitanu. Ki biadenu hu. Ki nasan lanu abachira badavar ze. Lachenu mavakish davar meitanu. He asks us, and he continues, and then he skip a couple of lines. He says, Ubaze nicha mashamar yishmal bini barcheni. Shakoen gado biyoma kadosh bimakam akadosh aze. Ychavein ma'od lechaper baktores alaam. Ubaze yi razom alfanav lechbosh rachamav. Bechulu. That's all he said. But that's the tzlach there. Again, these are mysterious gemaras. They are. Can't get out of that reality. But there are definitely messages that that we could take. Okay, we continue now. Next Mishnah. So the Kohen Gadol goes in, as we said into the previous Mishnah. He goes through the curtains. He puts the Torahs, puts the coals, and waits for it to smoke. And then he starts going out. So once we're talking about the Aron a little bit, before we continue the avodah, the Mishnah says, "Mishanita ha'aron evan ha'isasham." Once the aron, meaning bayisheni, once there was no more aron, then there was a stone there. There was a big stone there. The stone might have been there even while the aron was there, and the aron sat on the stone. But there was left an aron. The evan was the one that was what was left there. Miyamos anavim harishonim v'shesia isanikres. Right, it was called the evan hashesia. Evan hashesia, the foundation stone. Gavoam in Aretz Shalosh Esbos, three Esbos from the ground, Va'aleha Hayanosein. And that's where, towards there, that's where the blood was sprinkled and the Ketores was put, when there was no Aron. The Rishash here has an interesting line, here in, on this Mishnah in, Dafnun Gimel. The Rishash says, why don't we just make a second Aron? Why don't we make that? We made new Kalim regarding all the other Kalim, new menorahs and new, Shulchan, and everything else was taken or broken or destroyed. So why didn't you just make a new Aron? So he alludes to, and the answer is, because there's only one Aron. Pashtas, why? Because the Aron makes no sense without the Luchos inside. If you don't have Luchos, it's Aron Abris, Luchos Ha'edus. So you can't have an Aron without the Luchos. So what are they? They're going to build an empty box? Doesn't make any sense. There's nothing there to build. Right? So therefore, there's no Aron. And also, I'll add, he doesn't say this, what do you need the Aron for? We need the Aron for it. There's no avoda that's really done with the Aron. The menorah you need, and the shulchan you need. The Aron, right? There's no. The Rambam, when he describes the Kalim in Hilchos Beis HaBechir, he describes every one of the Kalim as if we need to know to build it. He does not describe the Aron how to build it because there's only one, and you don't build the Aron. That connects to the thought that Rav Soloveitchik has mentioned, and that is, in the Bavli, there are a couple of opinions where the Aron is today. What happened to the Aron? Right? Some say it went back to Bavel. And some say it was buried in the, remember, Dira Eitzim. Right? We had that in Shkalim where one of the Kohanim saw one of the tiles that were a little above and he was about to tell his fellow Kohanim and he dropped dead. And they knew that the Dira Eitzim. Or others say it was buried, Yoshio HaMelech foresaw more than 100 years before the Churban. Right? Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he already built underground caverns to be able to hide things. And they saw, so they hid it. They hid it much earlier. So, historical machlokas. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Rambam paskins like one of the shitas of the historical machlokas. Fourth parak, Beis HaBechira, parak Dalet Halacha Aleph. The Rambam quotes, Eben Ha'isa B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bima Aravo, like we have here in our Mishnah. There was a rock towards the west of the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'Aleha Haya Ha'aron Munach. On it, the Aron. Remember we had back in Shkalim also. What was there? Four things. What was in the Kodesh Kadoshim? The Aron, a bottle of mun, the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote, and Aaron's stick. Right? Those were the four things that were in the, and those were buried. You see, those were buried with the Aaron also. Right? Vale Aaron Munach, Vulafanim Sitzenes Aman, Umate Aaron. Ubeisha Bana Shlomo Esabayis, Viyada, Shesofo Lecharev. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash and he knew that it would ultimately be destroyed, Bana Makom Lignos Boha Aaron Lamata, Bimatmanios, Amukos, Vaakalkalos. Right? Deep, Akalkalos. Akalkalos is, crooked or places you can't find there. As much as you try to find the lost ark, it's not going to happen. You can make as many movies as you want about it, but it's not going to happen, says the Rambam. The Yoshio HaMelech tziva v'ginso b'makam shebana Shlomo. And Yoshio HaMelech, right, Shlomo built it, and then Yoshio HaMelech said, it's time. It's time to put it in there. Shenemar so, and that's where it is. And that's what it is. V'nigraz imo mata'aron v'shemana mishcha. Forgot that. Shemana Mishcha also, the bottle of the oil that Moshe Rabbeinu used. So that was there, and the Rambam continues, it was not there during Bayis Sheni. So again, why does the Rambam have to paskin about a historical machlokas? Wherever the Aron is, it is. But the answer is because there's no Kedusha in the base of Mikdash, so there's no Aron at its center. And there's still an Aron at its center. Right? That's what we understand. There's an Aron, that's underneath, but it's still considered, right? And you don't need to do the avoda, right? The aron is not needed. You need the makama aron, right? And the aron's still there, and that's the and that connects to the same idea that they didn't make another aron. We have an aron. We have an aron. It's in its place. It wasn't destroyed. It wasn't taken. It's in its space. You might not see it, but that's where it is. And from it, the Beis HaMikdash is, you know, accepting and having the kedusha radiating out. Okay, says the Gemara. Tani achlo nita la aron hayenichnas v'yotzei la oris shel aron. While the Aron was there, there was a type of spiritual light, but I guess that was also a little bit of a physical light, that lit up the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the Kohen Gadol used that light to see what was going on in there, right? The Korban HaEdah. La'or. La'or shalom la'or shashchina shayis ashura al ha'aron. Right? There was some type of light, of spiritual light, or it was the gold that was shining. Zahav mafiku meir, 2 days in the Korban HaEdah. We continue. Mishanita la aron, haya megashis v'nichlas megashis v'yotzei. When there was no aron, second base of Mikdash, he had to kind of feel his way. He had to feel his way and figure out exactly where the middle was. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lama nikrashma evan shesia. Why is it called the evan shesia? Shemimena hushtas ha'olam. The world was created, the foundation, Hashem created that rock and then created the world around it. The world expanded after the creation of that rock. Remember the Ramban in Sefer, in Parshas Bereishis says, there were two stages of creation. There was Bara and Yatsar. Right? The first stage of creation, there was only one time that there was what the Ramban calls Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. Hashem created some type of matter, spiritual matter, to create the world from. That was step one, Yesh Me'ayin. Since then, all creation has been yesh miyesh, right? So Hashem created this matter, which then part of it, or he created this rock, and then from that rock, everything else was created. Shemimena hushtasa olam. Tani, and there's a lot, much discussion over the thousands of years about that. The Radvaz says, yes, and that rock that's still there today is obviously the rock of Evan Ashasiyah. The Radvaz, in the times of the Beis Yosef, 500 years ago, he writes, says that it's the same rock. Ein safek, says the Radvaz. Ki ha'evan hazos ha'shetachas ha'kipa, under the mosque today. The Radvaz was 1500s, so the mosque was already there. Right? The Radvaz lived in Egypt most of his years, and then he came to Yerushalayim towards the end of his life. So he says, Hi ha'evan ha'shesiyah asher aleh haya aron beis kodesh ha'kadosh l'san ma'arav. He says, that's the rock. That's the rock that we have that's under the mosque today. The Radvaz says 500 years ago. Okay. Tani Rebbe Chia. V'lam nekra evad ha'shesiyah shimena hushtas ha'olam. Ksiv, Mizmar la'asaf. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Kel Elokim Hashem, Diber vayikra aretz. So the pasuk says that Hashem spoke, vayikra aretz, Mitzion michlal yofi, Elokim hofia. From Tzion, the center of beauty, Hashem appears, V'omer lochein hineni yisad b'tzion evan. Right? So this is a remez to the the stone Hashem created the world with the through the stone in Sion, the stone in at Sion. The Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari discusses how Sion here is being used to mean Beis Hamikdash, right, the rock, while other places we have the word Sion meaning all of Yerushalayim. Sion he doresh ein la. So he says there has to be a connection between the two. The Gvuras Ari, right, points that out. Says Shmamina de Sion umikdash chada milsehi. Right, there's a connection. And we mentioned in the pastor of Salvechik's idea that Lifnei Hashem, that phrase in the Torah, in Tanakh, means three different things. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara. You have to Shecht Kachim, Karbanos Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim. Right, you have to eat Maiser Sheni and Kachi Kalim Lifnei Hashem. And then sometimes you have, it means Harabayas. Bachatzotzros for Kol Shofar. Right, you blow Chatzotzros in Lifnei Hashem. So how could the same phrase mean three different things? The answer is, because Yerushalayim, it's all Kedushas Mikdash Bemiksas. Then it goes the most intense, like we said in the recent Shirim, Kodesh Kodashim, and then it radiates out a little bit more diluted each time you get a little farther away. But Yerushalayim, why could you eat Karbanos in Yerushalayim? Karbanos is a Beis HaMikdash thing, right? Because Yerushalayim is Miksas Kedushas Mikdash, right? It has a diluted form of Mikdash, and that's why one would be able to. So that's what the Gvuras Ari says, that in more of a halachic terms, not with all of the Lifnei Hashem elements, but he says that in one line here. Okay. Natal. There's more on this line of Mitzim Mechal Yofi, but we'll continue. Natal Tadami Mishim Amari. So what happens? The Kohen Gadol goes back. What happened? He went in and did the Ketores. He left the Ketores in there. He left the coals, the hot coals, with the Ketores burning on it. He goes out backwards, and now he quickly goes to where he had left the man who was mixing and stirring the blood. Natal Tadami Mishim Amari. So he goes back to take the blood of the cow, nichras, l'makam she'nichras. V'yamad l'makam she'amad. He goes back to the same place where he had stood with the ktores. V'hizem imenu, achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. And he starts doing the hazayos. Remember, he's going to do hazayos of cow and goat inside. Cow and goat in front of the paroches. And then cow and goat on the mizbeach hazav. Those are the three areas of the special zrikas, or hazayos as they're called. So one l'mala v'sheva l'mata. As were Loi Miska, and what does that mean? One lamal of Sheva Lamata. One with everything was done with the second finger on the right hand. Everything was done with that. Before every hazaya, he had to stick his finger into the blood and do another hazaya. But one was the finger facing up, and the other seven was the finger facing down as he did the hazaya. That's achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Learn from Sukkim. Loi Miskaven lahazos lamala lamata elakimatzlif. He did not have any kavana to get the blood onto the Aron, but it was just matzlif. We'll see, the Gemara is going to say matzlif means it's just like flipping a whip. Just like you flip the whip without any specific kavana where the blood is going to go. V'kach ayamone. And this is what we do on Yom Kippur, as a zecher. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. And he goes out, he does that blood. Yazav inicho gan azav shahaya beheichal. He goes out and puts the blood of the cow down, and then he goes to the Seir. He takes the blood of the Seir Lashem that he already did the Goral earlier, and he had Lashem on it. Shachto, and he shachs it, right? He didn't shach the Seir yet. They brought him the goat, right? Because where did he do the Hagrala, we learned? Northeast. He did the Hagrala northeast, next to the, near the Nikanar door, because that's where they're taking the goat out from, the Seir Lazazel. So they brought him the seir from there, and now he shachs it. Shachto v'kibo v'mizrak asdamo. He shachs it. He's makabel the dam. Nichnas v'makam she'nichnas v'amad v'makam she'amad. V'hizem imenu achaz amalav she'va l'matan. Same. V'lo hayem miskavim l'hazos lo l'malav v'lo l'matan elakamatzlif. He just did it towards the aron. V'kach haya moneh. And this is how he counted v'cholu, the same thing. Yatz v'nichu al kana she'ni shayeh v'heichal. So now he's done the... Now he's been into the Kodesh Kadashim three times. Right, he's been for the Ketores, and then he's been for the Dam of the Par, and now he's been for the Dam of the Seir. And he's wearing his Big Day Love on still, right? Because whenever you go in, he still has his Big Day Love on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hayasham el kan echad belvad. Right, there was one kan. There weren't two kans to place the blood. They were right next to each kan echad belvad. They couldn't be next to each other, right? And therefore, unlike it said before, it says that you put one down and pick one up and then put one down. No, you got to pick one up first, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because there was only space for one. Lo hayasham, again, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer lo hayasham ela kan echad bavad. Not al dam hapar v'hiniach dam asayir. So now he's going to have to do a second round. Right, second round. So now he's got to take the cow blood and put down the goat blood. V'hizami men ala parochas. Now he's not going back into the Kodesh Kodashim, but he goes towards the parochas. We'll have to see. Remember the story we mentioned a few weeks ago, not maybe last week, the story in Mi'ilu Yud Zayin about Reb Shimon. I was in Rome and I saw the parochas full of blood. It's full of blood. So we're going to talk about that here too. But this is the second set. V'hizami men ala parochas shekneged ha'aron. Right, he had to sprinkle it towards the parochas, exactly across from where the aron is on the other side of the parochas, right in the kodesh kodashim. Min b'chutz, achas l'malav shev l'matan. V'lo hayim eskaven l'hazal, v'lo l'malav, v'lo matan el kamatzlav. Same thing. V'gach hayamona, and he did the set 1 and 7 again. And then not al damasar v'niach damapar. Then he takes the damasar and does the same thing. V'isa l'menu ala parochas shekineged ha'aron min b'chutz achas l'malav shev l'matan. And therefore, so far he's done four sets, 1 and 7 inside of the cow, 1 and 7 inside of the sa'ir, 1 and 7 outside. What is outside? Outside means right outside the parochas, inside the heichal, and then 1 and 7 of the goat. Ira dam, and then after that, then he's got to do one more set on the mizbeach hazahav. Right, so that, there's a discussion in the Tanoim. How was that done? Was that done separately or was that done together? So our Mishnah says, Ira dam hapar l'toch dam asair. The bloods were mixed together. Ira dam hapar l'toch dam asair. Nasa nasamali l'toch harekon. After you pour the one into the other, you pour it back into the other kli to make sure it mixes well. That's the karbana eda. Right? You want it to mix well. The choser ma'ar mizrak malei l'toch harekon. Kedei shi yisarvu hadamim yafeh. Right, we'll get to, B'ez Hashem, Machlokes Tanoim, about dam bidam, is it butel or not? Min b'mino, right? This is the source for a lot of that sugya. V'yatza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, v'chiper alav zeh mizbeach hazav. He goes out, right? The Gemara's going to talk about it. Why is it called going out? He's just like going to the mizbeach hazav, which is like right here, right? So what do you mean going out? Usually going out, you would think it means the big mizbeach. No, goes out to mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. Good. So now let's talk about some of the words of the Mishnah. Mal kematzlif. What did kematzlif mean? Rav Shmuel bar Hanani b'shem Reb Elazar kimitavrer. Right. Different question about the tavreid. Different girsa. Some type of a whip. That's how it's understood according to that girsa. Right. The girsa of Karbaeda kimitavreid kimin chevel miptil hatalui b'makel. Right. It's like the strap that hangs down. That Bezdin uses. Amar Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says now, why does he have to count? 1 and 7? Why do you have to count? Kadesh lo yitta. So he doesn't lose count. Right? He counts because how often do we count something and then we have to, I have to start again. Right? So you can't start again. You got to know exactly. So he counts. And remember, he's all alone. He's all alone there. So it's not like somebody else could help remind him. So he counts out loud so that he remembers and he doesn't lose count. So that's why you have to count in the first place. So number two, why do you have to do 1 and 7? Why don't you just do 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1 and, right, just Amar Reb Zeira, Kedei Sheyigmar Hazayosav Mitoch Sheva. Because you want to end with a 7. Because the Lashon of the Pasuk is 7. That's why you want to end with a 7. And therefore, that's why you count in this unusual way. The Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Harash and Ritva all say similar ideas. They on Daf Nun Hey they discuss this 1 and 7. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says Da'asi Lamite. The reason you count, as we said, Shem Lo Yimne Hazar Rishona Shalmala LaAtzma. If you don't count the first one separately, Im Kol Sheva Shalmata Yavovi Yitev Yichlol Hazar Rishona Bechlal Elu Lecheshben Sheva Shalmata. Right, you'll just like lose count because you'll think this is included. V'yaskal lomar b'azar rishona lamata shnayim. The first one below, you'll start doing two. V'lav adayte lahafsik lahaskal pam shnia achas b'matanis v'chulu. Then he continues. That's why it's the best way to do it is the 1 and the 7. So the Gemara says paktani sheva v'achas. What does that mean? Question in the Mefarshim. What exactly is that question? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you, and you see, there's another brisa that says, it's not achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalos, it's sheva, it's achas. Achas v'achas, shtayim v'achas, shalosh v'achas, arba. So you, there's another gears of brisa that says you do the big number first. So you're not ending with a seven. I thought you have to end with a seven. Right? That's the way Rav Chaikadievsky understands the question. The Korban Eda thinks that, no, according to that other brisa, so it, you don't have the prevention of mistake mechanism. Right? If you have the big number second, he feels that that's where you can prevent a mistake. You have one, 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 two, one, three, one, four, one, five. If the first number is going to be the big number, then it's still confusing for him and it won't be, won't be as much of a prevention. Okay, either way, that's the question. Amar Rav Bon, Ksiv, Apanei HaKapores, right, the whole pasuk quoted, you have it, Ala Kapores, Velafnei HaKapores, and it says, Velocha Mitama Barbi Zobe as well, Apanei HaKapores Kedma, Velafnei HaKapores Yaze Sheva Pamim. So there's Matama Lomer Yaze, there's two Lashonos of sprinkling in the pasuk. Hazah, Hiza, and Yaze. Why an extra one? Kedishat Yazah Rishona, Nimnes Imahim. So according to Rabbi Bun, it's a Dinda Oraisa that you have to have it, it says the word Hazah separately, so you have to count the Hazah separately. So not just a, so you doesn't, mess up with the counting. Sounds like it's a Dinda Oraisa. Period. Ksivis also ala kapores. So you sprinkle, the pasuk says ala kapores. Yochal Gaga, you might think the blood has to go on top of the Aron. Ala kapores, tamalomar, v'lifnei kapores. It also says v'lifnei. Yochala mitzchah, so you might think, oh, in front of, so you might think the front face, like the metzlach is the forehead, right? The front face, it has to be a touch there. Tamalomar, al, v'lifnei. It uses both lashonos. So it must be, according to this verse, daya, you do it towards without touching at all. Right? You do it towards the aron, but it hits the floor. Rabbi Zeira amar tzorach sheyehe nogeya. Rabbi Zeira says, no, it's got to touch. It's got to touch. No, it doesn't have to touch. Another reason, why does it not touch? So we had one explanation. It doesn't have to touch because it says al and lifnei. So you see, it's like, it says on and in front, so it must be neither. So it must have to be towards. Different svara. Why does it have to be just towards? Because the pasuk says, v'hiza oso ala kapores v'lifnei kapores. That's about the dam of the sa'ir. So v'hizos al gavas levnei kaparis ma kaparis shenemar lahalon. Just like the blood of the cow, add in a word. Lo al mitzcha, lo al galga, ve'enotzarach she'eino geya. Just like the blood of the cow, for sure doesn't have to touch because that says lifnei akaporis. You have another phrase by the blood of the cow. It says lifnei akaporis. So just like by the blood of the cow, it's lifnei afkaporis shenemar kan. So too the kaparis that it talks about by the blood of the goat. Add in a word, lo al mitzchah, v'lo al gaga, v'enatzor she'eino geya. So it's a parallel between the blood of the goat and the blood of the cow. So that was how Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya explained Rishon Bar Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara just says, Amar Rav Yossi, Mizbar Savar Abun Bar Chiya, Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya thought you could compare the cases. Hazoya Seir Shalmala, Lamidas Me'azoyos Par Shalamalan. That you could compare the goat blood and the cow blood. The Enokain. But you could compare the two cases in from the same places. The Lamala to the Lamala and the Matan to the Lamatan. The Enokain, says Rabbi Yossi, I don't think they're exactly comparable. Ella, Hazoyos, again, we're gonna switch a word here. Hazoyos Seir Shelamatan, Lamedos Me'azoyos Par Shelamatan. Says the Rabbi Yossi, and we're gonna have a whole brisa that says this explicitly, you learn some blood of cow from blood of goat and some blood of goat from blood of cow. But it's the opposite. He says, from how we just explained it, Rav Bun Bar Chiya, you could compare, you could learn the Seir Lamatans from the Par Lamatans. But the Lamalas, you go in the other direction. The Lamalas go in the opposite direction, as we're about to see. Right? There seems to be a lot of technical details here, but now we're about to explain it. Because if you look in the Psukim, we're about to quote a Brisa, but he says we need a Brisa. If you look in the Psukim, the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Seir, it doesn't say everything you're supposed to do by them. The Dam of the Par, it says seven lamatan. The Dam of the Seir, it says one lamalan. So we compare one to the other in order to bring over each one to the other side, because you're going to do one and seven by both. But again, explicitly in the Torah, and that's what we're about to learn in this Brisa, explicitly in the Torah is seven lamata by the Par, echad lamala by the Seir. So now the Brisa is going to bring them over to each other. V'hiza oso ala kapores. Milame chu nosin achas lamalan. That's by the goat. right? We know v'hi za oso. Oso is once. So you learn, you do one lamala. So v'lefnei kaporis eni yodei kama. But I don't know how many to do lamata. Hariani don. Well, let's compare it. Nemar matan damin b'par lamata. V'nemar matan damin b'seir lamatan. It talks about the blood of the cow and the blood of the seir, both doing it lamata, meaning in a downward motion. So matan damin amur b'par lamatan sheva. Avatan damin amur b'seir lamatan sheva. So even though by the goat it only talks about one lamala, how do you know seven lamata? You learn it from the cow. So the Gemara says, is it better to learn goat from cow lamatan? Or is it better to learn goat from goat, lamala lamatan? And then it would only be one. So, oh, lacha lacha l'derech hazu. Right, we have this in the Bavli sometimes. Klach l'derech hazu. Nemer damen lamala v'nemer damen lamatan. Ma damen amurim bo lamalan achas. By the goat, just like the lamala is one, av damen amurim bo lamata achas. So what should you do? Should you compare cow and goat, or should you compare within goat? Nira lemi dome. Dan in shalamata, mishalamata, me dan in mishalamata, mishalamalan. Is it better to stay within the same animal? O lecha, lecha derech, or hazu. Dan in damasir, midamasir, vein dan in damasir, midamapar. Sorry. Is it better to stay in the same the location, in lamata lamatan, or is it better to stay within goat? So the Gemara says, tamalomar, that's the gzereshava. It's, you go from goat to cow and cow to goat. So that's part one. How do you know the goat gets one lamala? How do you know seven lamatan? Because you compare it to the cow. So now we have the exact flip side, because by the cow, it only says seven lamatan. I don't know how many to do by the dama par in the upward motion. Namar, so we have the same shakalvataria. Namar matan damen b'siyer lamalan, namar matan damen b'par lamalan. You have both avodos, lamala. Ma damen amurim b'siyer lamalan achas. Just like by the goat, it says one up. Af matan damen amur par lamalan achas. So you compare it to the cow, one up. So Mar says, wait, o lecha lecha l'derech hazu, or go the other way. Namar damen lamata v'namar damen lamalan. Maybe you should compare within cow. Ma damar amur lamata sheva. After remember balamala sheva, maybe you should do seven and seven. So Gemara says near lebe dome, which is the better way to go? Domin donin shalamalan mishalamalan ve domin shalamalan mishalamatan. Should you compare the cow to the goat and do one olachala chala derechazu, or donim dami hapar mi dama par ve donim dama par mi dama soir, or stick within the same animal? Tamalomar vasas damo kasher asal dama par shiukol masav shavin. We compare the two animals. Ma dama par lamatan sheva. After masir lamatan sheva, mada masir lamala achas, after mapar lamala achas. So you go in opposite directions. You learn from A to B, and you learn from B to A, and then put it all together. You have one and seven by the cow, one and seven by the goat, and you have that both in the Kodesh Kodashim and in front of the Paruches. And then by the Shem, what we're up to, we're going to have the sprinklings on the Mizbeach Hazav. Okay, Hakodesh. We'll have to stop there. Yeah.